Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I like that clip from Vrabel. I thought that was funny. It's Christian Arcan Show, by the way. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Back to work, school, it's happening. Real life routine shouldn't be a bad word. How about winning rhythm? Losing weight every week with Awaken 180 and looking forward to each day in every way and fast results at awaken180weightloss.com. I like that clip because it was just funny the way he sort of said it at the end. You can tell that Mike Vrabel just gets exasperated when people keep asking him about Christian Gonzalez or anybody who's injured, but it seems like with Gonzalez in particular. Oh, does that get his back up? It really does. He snaps at people. He just gets very sort of, all right, shut up. Like, you know, it's not, I don't care. I don't want to answer this anymore. And when they asked him about his mindset, he's like, the locker room's open. Go ask him about his mindset. What the hell do I know about his mindset? It's his mind. I don't, you know, what do I know about his mindset? I just thought that was a funny way to answer that. And the only reason why I'm laughing about it and why I can find humor in it is because Christian Gonzalez was back out on the play on the practice field for the first time since July 28th. It was believed to be a very short-term injury. Ultimately, he missed the first two games of the year. And yesterday we heard that he was going to be doing some stuff at practice. I believe that's how Vrabel phrased it. We're going to have him doing some stuff at practice, which is a big improvement, major improvement over him, you know, nowhere to be found or off on the sideline, you know, futzing around. No clear timetable, and we still don't have a concrete one. We don't know if he's playing this weekend. I kind of think he isn't. But at the very least, he's back out there on the practice field, and that is a big, big deal. As for his mindset, Mike Reese spoke to him, asked a couple of questions. Gonzalez said, I'm excited to be back out there. I love football. It's what I do, so it's been very challenging to be out for so long. I hope he can play this weekend. Not because I think the Steelers are great, but I do think they have a couple of guys that can catch the ball and run with it. They have one in particular in DK Metcalf, who they traded for and brought in there. Which, by the way, I remember a lot of people saying about the Patriots, well, you could trade for DK Metcalf, but it's not like, you know, he's really going to help you that much. Yeah, so he's helping the Steelers a lot now. Like, that was a bad trade for them because they're not a Super Bowl team. That's one thing I kept hearing. They kept ticking me off. Is how people kept saying, well, you could do this. You could trade for Cooper Kupp. You could trade for DK Metcalf. You could do all those things. But it's not like you're a this guy away from competing for a Super Bowl. And it's like, right, yeah, no. No one says that we are. No one is confused and thinks that this is a Super Bowl team with DK Metcalf or Cooper Kupp. What it's for is for Drake May. You're doing it for Drake May. You're doing it to develop your quarterback. Not to win a Super Bowl. You're not going to win the Super Bowl with DK Metcalf, but is that going to make life easier for Drake May? Is Drake May going to be able to look down the field and see big, giant 6'4", ripped out of his mind, DK Metcalf galloping down the sideline, wide open, throwing the ball? Like, that's what you do it for. You do it for your quarterback. And that's one thing I just feel like they keep forgetting. Now, Drake May, according to Dan Orlovsky, had his best game of his career on Sunday.
I would tell you that I thought this was the best game of him as a professional.
Wow.
Now, a little bit of his credit to Josh McDaniel. I thought they moved him a lot more. I mean, he's such a big-time athlete. They moved him, so the athleticism. There's a lot of remnants in this game of Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Allen and just the style of play. If you just took the jersey, there's a lot of stuff that looked like early guys of Ben Roethlisberger and Josh Allen style-wise. Big time.
Okay. Dan Orlovsky, who loves quarterbacks. Dan Orlovsky loves every quarterback in their own, like, in their own special way. Like, you know what I mean? He'll never say a negative thing about an NFL quarterback. He just loves quarterbacks. He loves to find ways to compliment them.
Everyone will respond with, aren't you the guy that walked out of the end zone?
Yes. And that's true. But that shouldn't necessarily take away, because he does, listen, Dan Orlovsky's on TV all the time. Like, I always see Dan Orlovsky during football season. He's always there. Always ready to go. Always got a nice little blazer on. His hair's all done. He's just ready to go. All right, so he is someone whose opinions are omnipresent when it comes to NFL talk on television on ESPN. And he backs it up. He does back it up. Whatever you think about Orlovsky and his brand of commentary, you can't say that he's inconsistent. He is not. He's very consistent about what he says about these quarterbacks. And for him to say that about Drake May, he kept going on about how Drake May is really good and blah, 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 blah. But he also said when Drake May got drafted that Drake May should sit for 2 years. Remember that? He said, yeah, you know, I like Drake May. He's a great quarterback. He loves every quarterback. But if I were the Patriots, I'd sit him for a year, maybe 2 years. Those were his words. And, you know, you look back at the last season and what that team was, and I think you can maybe split that comment down the middle. It's half about Drake May being raw and untested and unready to play in the NFL, which I don't necessarily think he is. I think he's an NFL quarterback for sure. Is he a great one? No, not yet, but he probably could be. But it's half that, and it's half the situation that you put him in. You starting Drake May on this team is probably going to be detrimental to his growth and development, and I think you can already say that it may have been. And that's just, you know, without him even having played a full season yet. And I know he played very, very well in this last game, and I agree. It was his best game as a pro. I agree with Dan Orlovsky. If you look at it statistically, the only one that's really close would be the Jacksonville game last year where he threw for 276 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. The only other game where he had a touchdown and no interceptions was against the Chargers where it was 117 yards and they lost 40-7 in that game. They got absolutely smoked. Almost every other game he was throwing picks. Or he wasn't throwing a touchdown. He had no picks against the Jets, no touchdowns either, in either of those games. Had an 0-for in both of them. Against Houston, he had 3 touchdowns with 2 picks. So, yeah, I would say that was his best game he's ever played. 230 yards with 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. Not a ton of yards there, but enough. He was very efficient. He was strong in the pocket. His footwork looked better. Dotted some throws. That touchdown to Kayshon Booty was tremendous. And a tremendous catch by Booty, too, by the way. But that throw, putting that ball right there, he had to squeeze that ball through an area about the size of a thermos. And he got it right there and made that play. And that was, you know, that was noticeable. It's definitely noticeable. And Drake May deserves a ton of credit for that. And he deserves all the props that he's getting. I'm not also going to say that, well, it just happened against the Dolphins, because I didn't go into the game saying that. I didn't go into the game saying, even if they win this game, it doesn't matter because it's the Dolphins. That was not my take on the game. That is not how I feel now today. And I think the Dolphins are about to go out there and get their brains bashed in by the Bills tonight. That was a big alliteration right there. But that's what I think is going to happen tonight. I think this is going to be just evisceration that we see on Thursday Night Football here. I know it's a division game. It doesn't matter. I took a look at that Dolphins team. I don't believe in them. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in their coach. And the Bills are for real. They're legit. Now watch them go out there and beat them. But I don't think so. I don't think that's happening. But either way, as far as the Patriots beating Miami, they have lost to Miami in all sorts of different settings and conditions. They lost to Miami with Mac Jones. They lost to Miami with Tom Brady. They lost to Miami with Cam Newton. They lost to Miami with Drake May. It didn't matter. They were just having no luck whatsoever down there against Tua, no luck against McDaniel, and it goes back further than that. They had no luck against Ryan Fitzpatrick. They had no luck against Jay Fiedler. They had no luck against Chad Pennington and Cleo Lemon and all the rest of those, Chad Henne and all the rest of those bum-ass quarterbacks that the Dolphins had over the years. Patriots just could not figure it out down there. And they went down there and they beat them. And listen, I don't think the Dolphins are good. I think that is a team in extreme turmoil, and you're going to see more of that tonight. This might be the last night that Mike McDaniel's their coach. but I'm not going to say that that devalues that win at all. I'm not. That was a big-time win. That was a big-time win for the Patriots. They had to fight it out. Miami did start to make plays, okay? They did start to score points. It's not like the Patriots had a cakewalk. You know, that was a good 60 points got scored in that game. Okay, that was a high-scoring game. That was a high-flying game. And the main reason for that is because the Patriots' defense kind of sucks. In the secondary, anyway, when it comes to defending the pass, that is a very, very weak unit. And you may be starting to fix that if Christian Gonzalez comes back. He makes that much of a difference. Question is, when is he going to be ready? How healthy is he going to be? And how serious is this going to look? And with that, there is one more piece of Patriots news from the week that we have to get to. And that is a very public announcement that was made by a certain musician who I'm a tremendous fan of, by the way. That would be Cardi B, who I don't even know where she was. Where did she say all this? She was being interviewed somewhere. Last time I saw her being interviewed, it was in court.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Over some lawsuit, and she was hilarious. I think Cardi B is legitimately hilarious. And if you want to call, well, she said this in her music, and she said this, and this. I don't care. I like her music, too. I do. I really do. I think her music's very good. Even her poppy song, like that one with Bruno Mars, you know, the one that she's on with Bruno Mars, which now I forget what it's called. But, you know, she's got some pop songs, Baby I Like It and all that, but her grimy songs,
it's finesse.
Tremendous.
Finesse
right, or Finesse with Bruno Mars. It's a good song. Drippin' with Finesse. Give me some Cardi B, wait. Give me a little Cardi B. Cardi B, yeah, I love this song. Money bag. Cardi B is pregnant. Congratulations. Mazel tov. Mazel tov to the bees. To the Diggses. To the bees/Diggses. This kid's going to have a hyphen in his name. Whatever it is. B Diggs. Diggs B. Either way, I like it. Steph Diggs had the funniest reaction I've ever heard in my life. I used to watch a lot of Jerry Springer and like Maury Povich and those type of shows, you know, where they'd be like, you are not the father. And the guy jumps up and starts breakdancing and stuff. Like, I always thought those were funny. Steph Diggs, when asked about Cardi B's announcement, he said, that's my personal life. I don't talk about that. And they're like, oh, so she's not pregnant? And he's like, yeah, I heard about that. I guess we're having a bad. He has, like, kids coming with, like, I think three other women. Which, you know, bravo, sir. Bravo. Steph Diggs. Man, when you're the guy on the boat that all the girls are going to for whatever that was, you're the man in demand. And I wish the two of them all the blessings in the world. Mazel tov. And may your first child be a masculine child. All right, cut this off. Congratulations, really. I really believe that.
I heard about it.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. So what about the baby? Yeah, I heard about that.
I heard about it.
Oh, that's great. I love Steph Diggs. I want him to be on the team forever. I want him to retire a Patriot. I really do. And then I want Steph Diggs B. Jr. to be someday to, you know, make it up through the ranks, get drafted by the Patriots. And then he can be there when his father gets inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
I heard about it.
I think that'd be great. Couple other things I want to get to here before we have to go out. I got about 5 minutes here, Thomas.
You got about seven.
You got about 7 minutes? Okay. That's all the Patriots talk I have in me for tonight. I do want to mention real quick this thing with the Bruins. Because David Pastrnak has tendonitis. He is not going to be there for Bruins camp. He's going to miss the first few practices of camp and won't skate for the first couple of days. That's what Don Sweeney said yesterday. Said that he will be on the ice, but he will not be practicing. Didn't elaborate on where the tendonitis was, which I feel like, you know, so where tendonitis where? But whatever, it doesn't matter. Came up during their last training period. The problem with this that I see isn't really a major problem, but it does sort of point to the idea that David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy, Jeremy Swayman, those are the three guys that you need to be much, much more than what they were. And I say that even from the perspective of Pastrnak, who had a good season last year, 43 goals and 60-something assists. Like, he was good last year. But if you're going to try and lift yourself up from what happened in the second half of that season and start things over anew, then I feel like David Pastrnak is going to have to be even better than that. And Charlie McAvoy is definitely going to have to be better than what he was. And Jeremy Swayman, there's no question at all that he's probably the key to all of this, because I expect David Pastrnak, even with the injury, even if he's battling injuries all season long, I expect him to go out there and score about 35, 40 goals. I do. And I think that he will. And I think that you can count on that with him because he's established himself as that kind of player. With Charlie McAvoy, I'm not really sure what to expect. And with Jeremy Swayman, I have no idea. With Jeremy Swayman, I have legit no clue what that's going to look like, what he's going to look like, what sort of mind state he's going to be in. I wouldn't ask Mike Vrabel about it. I wouldn't ask Marco Sturm either. I wouldn't ask anybody on that team about Jeremy Swayman's mind state, because I think it's a mystery. After last year, I don't know what that guy's about. I don't know what's up with him. I don't think there was any real bad. I don't think you can really blame him for holding out for money. I don't think you can blame him for trying to negotiate and waiting until they came around with an offer that they felt was market value. I mean, that's the way it works in sports these days. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with him doing that. I do have a problem with the way he played. And you can feel both the same way about both of those things. If you want to, I'd feel one way about one and the other about the other. You can go out there and negotiate. This is America. This is a capitalist country. And you can go out there and you can hold out for most money you can possibly make. And if the people you're negotiating against traded away all their leverage, then you have every right to put them over a barrel. I think that was absolutely right by Swayman. I do. I still maintain that. But then you got to go out there and be at least decent. He went out there and was one of the worst goalies the Bruins have had in 30 years. And I remember some of those years. I remember Jim Carrey and Manny Fernandez and some of those seasons back in the 90s when it was just not fun to watch. And Swayman was worse than those guys. I mean, it seemed like he was anyway. He was dreadful. So, while Pasta not practicing I don't think is great, I am much more concerned about what happens with the goalie. I'm much more concerned about what his camp looks like. I'm much more concerned about how his mentality sort of improves, if it does at all. And if he can get out of his own way and go out there and play at a high level like we know that he's capable of doing. There's also an update on Jason Tatum. We found out today that the team is very happy with the progress that Jason Tatum is making, which I think is great. The latest update of his rehab is that he's been staying in Boston the entire time and he's been working his ass off trying to get back. And I think that is very, very good news. I didn't expect anything other than that, really. I mean, I expected him to want to be able to rush back and not rush back and, you know, come back too quickly, but work as hard as he can to get back as soon as he can. And with these injuries, I mean, listen, it was a ridiculous, wacky playoff with all of these guys tearing their Achilles in the playoffs and all of them having number zero on their jersey. That was weird, too. But Tatum, a guy in his prime. Halliburton's in his prime, too. For Lillard, it could be a different thing. But for these guys in their primes, I'm hoping that they can set an example for those type of injuries in the future of being able to bounce back, being able to play well after you come back from them, and sort of bucking the trend of not your career being over, but your career being drastically altered after an injury like that. And I hope that that's not the fate that Jason Tatum is going to meet here. And finally, we got a Thursday night football game tonight, which is coming your way in just a moment right here on these airwaves. So stick around right here on WEEI, as we will have for you Thursday night football. And it is going to be an absolute massacre here as the Miami Dolphins are going into the Lion's Den out there in Buffalo. Mike McDaniel, that quote that he had after the game about winning and losing, do you have that? Can you pull that up? I have not had a chance to react on air to this yet. I reacted to it in my house. I may have tweeted about it too. I can't remember. But Mike McDaniel, who, I'll be honest, I liked him the last couple of years. Just, I thought he was a funny, weird sort of doofus who was, you know, seemed like he had a pretty good idea of how to coach an offense and how to coach that Dolphins team, and it seemed like they like him. They asked him about winning and losing games, and this is what he said.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game, honestly. And that is how you lose the game. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and 10, and then you find yourself at second and 20.
You have to win the game to win the game, and you have to not lose the game to win the game.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
When you break it down like that, it's an unimpeachable fact. I mean, you can't really argue with him. But you can wonder, like, what's up with this guy? Like, what is up with this dude? Even when Belichick used to give you those non-answers, he would never say, you got to win the game and not lose the game to win the game. And he wouldn't say it in some weird stoner voice either. But this may be it. This may be it for Mike McDaniel.
He looked zooted in that post-game press conference.
He looks zooted all the time, and he sounds zooted all the time. But I'm not here to cast aspersions, especially for a guy who may get fired by the time the clock strikes midnight. And we won't get any more of those fun sound bites, and that would really be a crime. That's all the time I have here tonight. I'll be back tomorrow for Red Sox pregame. I got about a half hour to talk about that as the Red Sox take on the Rays. Great job, Thomas. I'm out of here. Good night now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.